Haggai, chapter 1. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of Yahweh through Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Yehudah, and to Yahshua, the son of Yosedech, the high priest, saying, Thus speaks Yahweh of hosts, saying, This people say, The time is not come, the time that Yahweh's house should be built. Then came the word of Yahweh through Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O you, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lies waste? Now, for this reason, thus says Yahweh of hosts, consider your ways. You've sown much, and you bring in little. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but there's none warm. And he who earns wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains, bring wood, build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be honored, says Yahweh. You looked for much, and it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, says Yahweh of hosts, because of my house that is wasted, and you run every man to his own house. For this reason the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground brings forth, and upon men, and on cattle, and on all the labor of the hands. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Yahshua, the son of Yosedech, the high priest, and all the remnant of the people obeyed the voice of Yahweh their Elohim, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as Yahweh their Elohim had sent him, and the people did fear before Yahweh. Then spoke Haggai, Yahweh's messenger, in Yahweh's message to the people, saying, I am with you, says Yahweh. And Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Yehudah, and the spirit of Yahshua, the son of Hosedech, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people, and they came and did work in the house of Yahweh of hosts, their Elohim. In the 24th day of the sixth month, in the second year of Darius the king.
Haggai, chapter 2.
In the seventh month, in the 21st day of the month, came the word of Yahweh through the prophet Haggai, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Yehudah, and to Yahshua, the son of Hosedech, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, Who is left amongst you who saw this house in her former splendor? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, says Yahweh, and be strong, O Yahshua, son of Yosedech, the high priest, and be strong, O you people of the land, says Yahweh, and work, for I am with you, says Yahweh of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Fear not, for thus says Yahweh of hosts, Yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations will come, and I will fill this house with splendor, says Yahweh of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says Yahweh of hosts. The splendor of this latter house will be greater than that of the former, says Yahweh of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, says Yahweh of hosts. In the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of Yahweh through Haggai the prophet, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Ask now the priests concerning the law, saying, If one carries holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt does touch bread or pottage or wine or oil or any food, will it be holy? And the priest answered and said, No. Then said Haggai, If one who is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, will it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, It will be unclean. Then answered Haggai and said, So is this people, and so is this nation before me, says Yahweh, and so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. And now I ask you, consider from this day and upward, and from before a stone was laid upon the stone in the temple of Yahweh, since those days were when one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the press vat to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there were but 20. I smote you with blasting, with mildew, and with hail, all the labors of your hands, and yet you did not turn to me, says Yahweh. Consider now, from this day and upward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, even from the day that the foundation of Yahweh's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yes, as yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree has not brought forth. From this day will I bless you. And again the word of Yahweh came to Haggai in the 24th day of the month, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel, the governor of Yehudah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders will come down, every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, says Yahweh of hosts, will I take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says Yahweh, and I will make you as a signet, for I have chosen you, says Yahweh of hosts. End of chapter.